Tech Webcast is sponsored by Ventura Web Development and Promotion, passionately helping small business succeed online. Is your website in need of an upgrade? Do you need help with social media and the promotion of your business? Venturative can help develop and implement a strategy that is best suited to your business. Promotional packages are also available. So contact Venturative today for your free quote. And we thank Venturative for supporting Tech Webcast. Vinyl is back, baby. And if you don't want to miss the boat on all things vinyl, then you should jump right over to Still Spinning. That's STILL, Still Spinning on YouTube. It's Kevin Carpenter's wonderful channel where he has video after video on all things vinyl. So, Kevin also has a Facebook page at facebook.com/stillspinning3, that's the number 3, where you can continue the conversation. So if you want that new turntable, if you're after the Beatles White Album, or you don't know what vinyl is all about, just jump over to Still Spinning on YouTube and hook up with Kevin Carpenter. And we thank Kevin and Still Spinning for supporting Tech Webcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Tech Webcast. Please like us on Facebook and Twitter at Tech Webcast. Thank you.
Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
Minus 10.
Tech Webcast.
9.
Tech Webcast.
7.
Climbing nicely. Roll program initiated.
A beautiful liftoff indeed. Welcome to the Tech Webcast podcast, episode 446, recorded on 7th October 2017. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at 12 p.m. noon Melbourne time. Please rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/Tech Webcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone app and also the Android app. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/techwebcast. And our host today, we have Brad and we have Jacob on the line and our very special guest, Linda Petterwood. Hello and welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hi, Aldwyn. Thank you for having me on today.
Thank you, Linda. It's awesome to have you here. And we have a bit of a conversational style with our Tech Webcast. So we'll just check in on everyone. How's your week been, Linda?
It's been awesome. Like,
fantastic.
It's been beautiful, sunny spring weather, and I've got to kayak and bike ride and swim. And I've worked with some clients who've got great results, and that's a fantastic week.
Fantastic. That's brilliant, Linda. And Brad, how's your week been?
Yeah, it's been good. Thanks, Aldwyn. And it's been good. That's all I want to say. Jacob. How's your week been, man?
Oh, it's been good.
One more thing we need to mention. Yeah, go ahead, Jake. Finish. Go ahead. Let's remember something. Go ahead, Jacob.
I'm going to use a term from Winamp.
What?
Whipping a llama's ass.
Was that whipping a llama's ass?
Yeah, that's what their slogan was.
Is that actually still around?
We've got a animal action night tonight to prevent animal cruelty, Jacob.
Yes.
So no whipping of llamas' asses.
That's right. So you're obviously talking about a soft toy llama, right? But even a soft toy llama, I mean, you know, it was made by someone. There's emotions in that. There's energy in that soft toy llama. But, of course, we would never do that to a real llama, would we, Jacob?
No way.
And we never let children see you abusing a toy llama, because how do they end up being violent adults? I don't know. I'm just putting it out there.
And also a shout-out to Frank from Channel RPM for sending me and Jacob a T-shirt. Which I got mine yesterday, and Jay got his today.
Awesome. Yeah. That's great.
Thanks, Frank.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank, for sending the T-shirt.
Mine has a Pepsi logo on it.
Ah, okay. A nice, healthy Pepsi. Well, that's good.
Jake, I want to mention the two new ads, new sponsors we have on the podcast too, mate.
We have Sabor TV.
Yes.
And Cheaper Tech.
There you go. Thank you, guys, for sponsoring the podcast each week.
Thank you, sponsors.
And thank you to Venturative and everyone else who sponsored the podcast. You're damn awesome.
Fantastic. We love you all.
We do. We need sponsors. That's how we all get to do what we love doing.
Yes, absolutely. So let's introduce Linda. We've got a fairly short show today because we have got the 11th Animal Action Night on tonight, and it's all about elephants. And Linda is actually one of our guest speakers tonight. She is from Lotus Empowerment, and she's one of Australia's leading instant transformation specialists. She's an NLP master practitioner and trainer. She's a presenter, a hypnotherapist, empowerment coach, and she can help you quit cigarettes in 60 minutes as well. So, Linda, it's fantastic to have you on the show. And tonight you're going to be talking about how to stress less and live life more, which is fascinating. I can't wait to hear you talk about that. So what are the secrets to stressing less and living life more?
Well, okay, you know, we haven't got long, but let's say the first part of it is being aware that you're stressed, because you can't change something that you're not aware of. So admitting you're stressed. And then the second part is choosing to do something different. Hello, I've had enough of stress. I want to do something different. And if we had to go into a third part and really give people in a nutshell part of the process, of course, there's more involved because the habits and ways of being, like being stressed, lie in the unconscious mind. But the third part, and I'll just imagine that we're calling a cab. Let's say you're at an event and you don't want to be there, a taxi if you're in America, Jacob, and you call it a taxi or a cab and you say, I don't want to be here. So that's, I don't want to be stressed, let's say. Okay, so I'm going to use this metaphor. So you become aware, you don't want to be stressed, you don't want to be at the location you're at. And you call the cab, the taxi, and it comes. And you say, I don't want to be here. And you get in the cab and the driver says, where do you want to go? Well, not here. I don't want to be at stress land. Okay. Where do you think he's going to take you? He keeps saying, where do you want to go? And you say, well, not here. He doesn't know where to take you. So the third part is telling the cab where you want to go. I want to go to enjoying life more, or being more peaceful, peaceful land, or fun land, or happy land. Where do you want to go? The cab driver, the universe, is going to take you where you tell it you want to go. So you got to tell the universe what you want. There you go. In a nutshell, was that helpful? Yeah.
That's brilliant. Not what you don't want, because the universe doesn't hear the word not.
That's right. Can't process negatives.
Yes, can't process negatives. That is a very good point. And I believe the Secret documentary covered that actually as well. The whole law of attraction, you know, to attract what you want, you've got to be very clear on what you want. But not just be clear on it mentally, you also need to, you know, you need to actually also emotionally, spirit, you know, you need to see it on many levels, don't you? Emotionally, physically, mentally. If you want to really want to manifest something fast, what are some other things that you can do, Linda?
Okay. Well, you just touched on a great one, visualize it. I just feel like I've got to put a disclaimer in here, because I don't want people going out there and thinking the law of attraction is the only law. It's a brilliant law. It's a great starting point, but people really need to know about the second universal law that follows the law of attraction right on its tail like that. And this law is the law of opposites. Mm-hmm. Now, the law of opposites, I'll say it as simply as I can, and I'll go into a different way of explaining it. But you cannot have the experience of what you want until you've had the exact opposite experience. And so when we're putting it out there and visualizing what we want, we'll get the opposite of what we want. So let's say, I'll use the example of money. People say, Now, so the, in the past, before they realise they've got to be clear to the cab driver, they've been saying, I don't want to be broke, okay, or I don't want to be in debt, you know, all those negatives, like don't, you know, and the unconscious mind can't process them. And then they realise, oh, I'm calling the cab driver, I'm going to tell the universe what I want. Oh, I want prosperity, I want abundance. And before that comes and they've been visualising it and giving gratitude as if it's already happened, they might get something happen that seems to be the opposite. Let's say a pile of bills come in all at once, or somebody smashes their car, or somebody steals something from them. They will get an experience of exactly the opposite, because of the law of opposites, before they get what they want. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And it's really important to know about the third law that follows the law of attraction, the law of opposites, the law of discernment, or using your wisdom and this knowledge that you have now, if you didn't know about these laws, to know, the fact that somebody smashed my car, that means something amazing is about to happen. And don't make it mean anything and say, this doesn't work, this manifesting, this law of attraction, this visualizing, that doesn't work. No. The law of discernment says, wait a minute. I know about the law of attraction. I know about the law of opposites. And I'm using my law of discernment and wisdom to know that something amazing, abundant, prosperous is about to happen. I don't know what it is, but I'm ready. Thank you.
Wow, that's very cool. And Linda, how long have you been coaching clients now?
I feel like my whole lifetime.
and you do a lot. A lot nowadays through Skype and through technology means.
I do.
So how with your current clients, like whereabouts in the world are they? Are some of your clients that you coach, you know, virtually, I guess, with technology?
Yeah.
And how do you do it?
Yeah, so, well, a lot over Australia, and I've got some in London and in the USA. Now, what's interesting with my local ones, and I've got a client who I've been working with, because as a coach, you work ongoing. Like, you wouldn't, if you're a tennis player and you get to win Wimbledon or the Grand Slam or whatever, you wouldn't let go of your coach just because you've won the highest accolades or in golf or whatever, would you?
No.
So you'd hang on to your coach because they helped you get there. So I've got one of my clients, and she's been working with me for nearly a year, and her life has changed in every area of life. And she was concerned when I said to her, well, I think I'll end up in America. And she said, no, you can't go. I like coming to your office. I like seeing you in person. And just the other day, and what I've been gearing towards is being an online coach, and with online coaching modules for people who haven't got the finances at the moment to have one-on-one sessions, the online coaching models. And so I really want to be mobile, blending my loves of travel and assisting people have a better life. And just the other day she said, yep, I'll be fine with that. I don't need you in person. And also I've perfected a way to do all my techniques over Skype. You know, I was in the paradigm of I needed to be in person for certain techniques, and I figured out a way to do them without being in person, and it's brilliant. So it's so much more freedom to be able to keep assisting my clients and be wherever in the world. Via Skype is the main technology, and I've got clients in Perth on the other side of Australia for you, Jacob, and down south, Melbourne, Sydney. I've got one woman, she travels 3 hours for like regularly for sessions, 3 hours to get here, 3 hours home, because she loves them in person, but they don't need to be. I'll help her do the paradigm shift that it doesn't need to be in person. It's still as powerful.
Wow, that's fantastic. And you also play music, don't you? Music's a big part of also, you know, I guess, relaxing people. You had some beautiful music you were playing before in the background. So what sort of music do you use as well in your sessions?
Well, this one here, actually, I've done some interesting courses over the years, and one of them was Sacred Geometry. And this one that's playing in the background, I'll just turn it up two notches for a second. It's apparently the sounds of the earth. There's no vocals in it. I steer away from vocals as much as possible because they can be a little bit distracting. And I also use a lot of, they're called Icaros, and they're sacred music, medicine music from the shaman in South America. the ones I like to use as well. They take you on a journey, is the only way I can explain it, to another space and time. I know that sounds like I've been to Peru twice and worked with shamans, and they sing these. It's spelled I-C-A-R-O-S, Icaros or Icaros. I'm not sure the right way to say them. And you can't understand the words. They are singing, but it's in a different language. And they just transport you to a different, wow. It's amazing. There's a vibration in music. You know, when we talk about heavy metal, for instance, it leaves me feeling a certain way. I don't listen to heavy metal because I don't like how it leaves me feeling. So I'm very aware of the music I use with my clients and for myself, because sound is so, it can be really healing or it can be, I believe, harmful, particularly when there's violent words and aggression in the music.
Can I ask you a question, Linda?
Of course.
The heavy metal, how does it make you feel?
Heavy.
Heavy.
Oh, I love it.
Busy, you know, like it's just like busy, you know, and I don't do busy. And, you know, we've got, just if I can go down this tangent for a moment, we've got a society, particularly in the West, of busyness. Have you ever noticed how often people say when they first greet you, if they haven't seen you for a while or whatever, oh, have you been busy? You've been busy? As if it's some kind of badge of honor. Yeah, I've been busy. And then people, you know, like, oh, that's good. Why would you want to be busy? I'm relaxing. I'm peaceful. I'd rather be asked, have you been peaceful? Yes, I have. What do you think about that, guys? Jacob, what do you think about that?
Interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, I put a style of a CD that my mom and dad have in the chat that I listened to. I brought it to one of my teachers. She played it for her class. Not even a few seconds, half of them were asleep.
What was the song or the music? Do you remember?
Right, I have it. It's like a Sounds of the Rainforest and stuff like that.
Oh, nice.
With some thunderstorms in the mix.
Well, that's all nature. So I live probably 150 meters from the beach, and from our house and our bedroom, our windows at our bedhead, I can hear the surf, and it's so relaxing. So relaxed.
That sounds beautiful. And I guess that's pretty important if you're putting people in hypnosis too, or, you know, helping to aid with that, to really set the scene. Or do you not use music with hypnosis? How do you work that?
Oh, I have this same music. I play this over and over and over. They all love it. It's in the background. I just have it very low, as you can kind of, it's about that level. Mm-hmm. And that's what I have in the background. I used to have a hypnotherapy CD, but this, I really resonate with this. You know, we hear about the word resonation, and it's really important to be aware of what we personally, and everybody's different, thank goodness we're all different, we all resonate at a different frequency. And the resonation, like the earth resonates and the ocean and nature, and that's really important why people, it's really important to peacefulness to be out in nature, because when people are inside and behind technology, and Brad and Jacob, you're probably, and you too, Aldrin, behind technology a lot, it changes your frequency. So we've got what we call ions, negative and positive ions, or IONS. And we actually get what's called positive ions from technology and artificial lighting, et cetera, et cetera. And it places us in a bodily state of imbalance. And if you've ever remember having that urge to go outside into nature, and it'd be interesting to know, Jacob, if maybe listening to the rain and the you know, the rainforest sounds that your mother had that record of, if that is enough to do it, get people back into that same frequency as the earth, as nature. And, you know, when you feel so refreshed when you're out in nature, you guys all relate to that?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's why, because you get what's called, they're called negative ions. It's back to front, but the negative ions, which are out in nature, they balance us again and get us back to our normal frequency and that vibration. And that's why we feel refreshed. So people who are in a concrete jungle sometimes just end up on overdrive of stress and adrenaline and like Groundhog Day over and over, and just nothing's different. And they're just out of sync with nature and what life's really about, what I believe.
And there's something called grounding too, where you're encouraged to actually put your feet into the earth, on the earth. Actually, put your feet on the earth, whether it's on grass or whether it's on sand or whether it's like, I know whenever I have a swim in the ocean, I feel so refreshed and rejuvenated, and I believe it's the magnesium also from the ocean is amazing. But just having my feet in the sand or just on the earth, I find really good as well. So have you got anything you want to add to that point, Linda?
Oh, you're absolutely right there. So the grounding, you don't want to get too metaphysical here, but I think about some quite interesting topics, or I think they are. So we came from the earth, and if you really think this through, it's 100% true. Okay, I'm not talking about our soul, but our physical body, everything our mother ate and drank. And even if you want to go to your father and his sperm, everything in there came from the earth. The food, the water, the drinks, everything came from the earth. And the composition of our body is the three elements that are the same as the earth. The amount of water in our body is the same as the amount of water on the earth. It's just the symmetry is so amazing. So, of course, we call it Mother Earth for a reason. Why is it? Because, in a way, she's our mother. And for us to ground our feet in her, because she's so much a part of us and us of her, is such a communion with Mother Earth. It's like, so the earth vibrates or has a frequency, and nature does, of 432 hertz. And that's what we vibrate at when we're in balance. And it's really important for us to do those things that get us in balance. And so earthing is absolutely correct. My daughter, my 23-year-old daughter, she has a grounding mat on her bed that even when she's sleeping, she can be grounded.
Wow, that's awesome.
And she uses a grounding pad under her computer because she works a lot on the computer. She's very, very aware of all this.
Wow. That sounds great. And Jacob and Brad, do you have any other questions there for Linda?
Yeah, I do actually. Hey, Linda.
Hey there, Jacob.
Brad. Hey, what sort of technology do you use each day, like an iPhone or are you an Apple person?
Yeah, so I've got my iPhone. I'm laughing because and Aldrin knows this about me, I think, already. I'm not a very IT savvy. I'm not a very IT savvy person. That's a funny face that I just got on yours instead of your. Oh, sorry. There's a funny face where it said Brad on the screen. Did you just deliberately change that?
No. I added you on Skype. I added you on Skype so I can keep in touch.
Okay, we're in touch. So
in touch.
We've got a big company, and it's.
You're going to freak out when you see mine.
So the phone's provided by our company. When I say provided, it's part of what we get out of our company, and it's on a package. And what kind of phone is it? It's an i5. It is amazing.
Hey Linda, what do you think about the new iPhone 10 with the face recognition? Using your face to open up the iPhone and stuff. Have you seen that?
I haven't, but somebody was telling me the other day about. Oh, they did. That was what they told me about, and they didn't like it. And I said, well, that. What if it's dark, or what if you look very different? Even
because I think you save your face in the phone, and it remembers what you look like and stuff. And I think it'd be interesting to see. I'm actually going to check one out when it comes out, and I'm going to wait for the iPhone 10.
Dark. If there's no light, or I suppose you turn the light on your phone so you can see your face.
Well,
so
I suppose
you can be recognized. Like, so my phone's got the i5, it's got the thumb recognition, and half the time it doesn't work, so I go and use my code. So I don't know if it's got the same challenge with the face recognition. It is interesting where technology is going. I have a question for people to just consider. So we've got artificial intelligence is becoming more and more prominent, yes?
Yep.
And I just would ask people that they spend as much time on SI as AI. And SI, I thought this up, you know, is spiritual intelligence, because spiritual intelligence is greater than any other intelligence in the world, being in connection with your own higher self.
Awesome. So, Linda, where can they ask, if anyone else has any more questions about what you do, where can they get hold of you before we wrap the podcast up? It's been a short episode, but we'll be back next week. Maybe you can come back on and have another chat about what you do more in more detail, maybe.
Yeah, sure. And sorry if that threw you a bit, the AI and the SI. I just want people to trust themselves, and whether they go for a phone with the face recognition, just feel into themselves whether that's the phone for them. You know, it mightn't be.
I think the
website is www.linda. So that's Linda with a Y, L-Y-N-D-A. And Petterwood, P for Papa, E, Echo, T, Tango, Tango, Echo, Romeo. www.linda.com. So Linda Petterwood, like Peter Wood. And Jacob, what are you up to there?
And Jacob, where can they get hold of you, mate? Where can they get hold of you? Jazzbot32669 on Twitter?
Yes.
All right. And Auden, what about you?
You can get me on Facebook, on Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Auden Alternate Channel, Pinterest, Instagram. And if anyone's on the Gold Coast tonight, we've got an awesome night, the Animal Action Night for Elephants, coming up. We've got over 10 performers and speakers tonight at Quality Hotel Mermaid Waters. So if anyone just hops on to Animal Action Night for Elephants.
Can I just make a quick note, Auden? If you are listening to this the next day or the 2 days later, don't go there when you're listening, because it'll be over.
No, that's right. So it's tonight, as in the Saturday, the 7th of October. And we are going to be down there. Linda will be speaking tonight about how to stress less and live life more. And we've got an awesome group of people coming together. And what we're doing is we're raising money for World Animal Protection and for a sanctuary in Northern Thailand called Bless, which rescues abused elephants from the entertainment industry in Thailand. So that's where the money's going, which is a very good cause. And we're encouraging anyone also, if you are going to Thailand, do not ride an elephant. And if you look into how elephant spirits are crushed, if you look at some videos on YouTube, you will not want to ride an elephant, because it's incredibly cruel on the elephants, and there's much better ways of actually supporting the elephants without riding them. And this Blessed Sanctuary, B-L-E-S, 1-S, in northern part of Thailand, people can actually go and feed the elephants and walk side by side with the elephants rather than riding the elephant's back and actually crushing their back, as happens over time with these rides. It's actually quite horrific when you really find out what goes on behind the scenes. So that's what we're raising awareness about, and we've got an awesome lot of people coming from Byron Bay to Sunshine Coast coming tonight, Saturday, 7th of October. It's the 11th annual event, and thank you so much, Linda, for coming tonight, and thanks TechWebcast for supporting it.
Thank you, Linda, and Auden and Jacob. Jacob and Auden, do you want to Jacob and Linda, do you guys want to say and wrap something up and say funny at the end of the podcast? Go ahead, Jacob. I know you can.
Well, that's how techie I am. I didn't even mention, like, Auden, that I'm on Facebook and Instagram.
Are you on Twitter?
So as long as you know my name.
What is your name? Are you on Twitter?
I don't think so. I don't know. I've got a YouTube channel, I believe. I don't know. I get somebody to do that. I delegate. So what's really funny? Look, I've got to give you three quick tips if you don't like that help with not stressing. Either do it, delegate it, or dump it.
Okay, there you go. Mm-hmm. Jacob, what do you want to say about that?
Nice one.
Holy crap.
And thanks for having me on, Brad. And
no problem, Linda.
And thanks for being there, Jacob.
You're a legend. You're a legend, Linda. You're a legend.
Thanks, Linda. Thanks, you rock. Linda.
You rock. Yeah, she does. 24/7.
Thank you for listening to Tech Webcast. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and Twitter at Tech Webcast. We'll catch you next time. Cheers.
Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
Minus 10. 9. 8. 7.
Ready to come on.
Climbing nicely. Roll program initiated.